All right, guys, what's up? Welcome back to the show. It is a Sunday morning as I'm recording this one, and I've been grappling with like the streaming software the last like hour or so. I'm excited to be here. I'm obviously moved into the new apartment, as you can see if you're watching or if you're listening. I'm just getting used to this whole like streaming setup. So there's people, it looks like there's a couple people live right now. If you can hear me okay, please let me know, because I plan to stream this over to Spotify and Apple and you know, a bunch of good places. And if you're just tuning in on a later recording, hello, good to see you. So and also let me know. Okay, yeah. So looks like audio is great. Love all the way from Zambia. That's amazing. Okay, guys, it's a Sunday morning. I had a very strange morning. it was kind of unexpected, and I'm going to go into a little bit of the story and then kind of just stream of consciousness the rest of this episode. But basically, every Sunday there's a farmer's market. There's farmer's markets all around Los Angeles, and there's this one that I really like to go to. And you know, they have everything. They have like, you know, fresh fruit, vegetables, all that, raw honey. Like it's just good stuff. I get Chloe out of bed earlier than she. One moment, getting a call. Hey, what's up, Julian?
Mr. Moore.
Yo, I'm actually live streaming right now. Can I can I give you a call back in a little bit?
Totally, bro. Love you, buddy.
All right, love you too. Bye. That's he actually comes into the story later, the guy that just called me. So I'll I'll get into it. So I get Chloe out of bed around, I don't know, 8:30 or so. We get dressed, we get in the car, and we drive over to the farmer's market. And farmer's market's a great place. You know, it's just families and like kids and just farmers, right? And like, I love getting my ingredients for the week from people, you know, instead of just getting it from a grocery store. And we first stop, we walk in. Chloe loves it. They have this like salsa stand. We got some salsa. There was this guy selling these cookies, and he had these chocolate chip and like oatmeal chocolate chip and snickerdoodle cookies just like set out on a hot pan, all organic ingredients. And I'm just sitting there, I'm like, oh my god, this guy's gonna kill me. And we ended up getting like a dozen or two dozen cookies or something like that, something stupid. Just a dozen. Yeah. We get our cinnamon roll. We get is not the healthiest stuff all the time. We got some good like balsamic vinegar and olive oil. This woman there insisted that her balsamic and her olive oil is like the Rolls. She says it's the Rolls Royce of vinegar. It's been seeped for 25 years or something like that. So it was really good. There's like always test samples and everything. It's I love it. The farmer's market is like the best vibe that you could possibly have. This, what I'm drinking right now, is a coconut latte. It's like a latte with coconut milk. And it's so good. And I think there's probably quite a bit of sugar in it, but whatever. Then there's like two sections of the farmer's market. So we go to the second section. We get some tea, like, and it's like tea, like everything's organic and like from the source. That's why I love it, right? Because what you put in your body is what you become. Okay. And so there's tea, there's like this cheese stand. I see this woman, her name is Marilyn. And when I used to live in Venice like 3 years ago, I would always get bread from Marilyn. So I went and said hi to her, and I hadn't seen her in like 3 years. And she's very nice. And then we're deciding if we're going to leave or not. And I see this place, and it's a bagel shop. And as you can see, if you're watching, or if you're listening, you can obviously, but they have these amazing bagels, and I was going to eat this earlier, but the streaming software was just taking forever. So It's going to be cold. Anyway, we walk into the bagel shop. You know, there's some like probably like high school girls in front of us, some families, you know, just regular chill vibes. Go and order the food. And then we're waiting for the food over by the coffee station. And this dude, and I'm like getting chills as I even think about this dude. This dude just come, he's probably like 6 feet tall, long orange-ish red hair. And yeah, he walks in, he's got a like a hiking backpack, and he's sitting down at the table that I was actually planning to sit at, but he's sitting there, and we're waiting for the food. And he, like, I'm just on my phone looking at like a reel or something like that of myself. And he walks up and just says, like, he looks at my phone and he goes, "That's me." Like he goes, "That's me," as if it's like him, but it's not. It was actually me. And yeah. And then he like points to the coffee maker behind Chloe and he goes, "That's you." And then he goes, "And see behind you, that's you." And at that point, I kind of realized sort of what was happening. That at first I was thinking like, oh, he's just kind of like a yogi kind of dude. Then I realized this dude was like full on acid trip. Like, I don't know if it was, if he was on acid or if he was schizophrenic, he was one of those, but he was way out. Like he was way in the spiritual plane on some wave. Chloe's just on her phone trying to ignore him. But he looks at me, makes eye contact direct. And he goes, he looks at me and he goes, "Do you know?" And I go, "Oh, I know." And and he goes, "Ah, you are leagues ahead, my friend." And then he starts like communicating with someone else, like just straight in front of him, like talking to someone else. And at that point, my hair, like hairs on the back of my, what is it? The hairs on the back of my spine. I'm getting tingles down my whole body. I'm like, oh my God, this guy is like tapped into the spirit realm. Like this guy's totally talking to some spirits or something. And I'm like, I'm a little freaked out because keep in mind, about a month ago, Chloe and I got attacked by a homeless guy. I don't think this guy was homeless. He didn't, I mean, he might've been, but I'm not sure. But so we had recently been like, you know, I literally got punched in the face by a homeless guy. The homeless guy that attacked me was like completely like just psycho. This guy was more like on an acid trip or something like that. I don't know what he was on or if he was just schizophrenic again, but he starts communicating to this like spirit something or just talking to nobody, whatever. I don't know. I have no idea. I have no idea. All I know is I started to feel very weird, and I don't know if it was because of like the level of energy that he was in, or if it was because I was afraid that he was going to get up and like attack us or something. It was probably somewhere in the middle there. But like it was, I was very like vigilant because in either moment he was going to like get up and attack us, or I don't know. So I'm like, you know what? My jujitsu training, my jujitsu master says create distance if you feel uncomfortable. Felt uncomfortable. Took Chloe to the other side of the store, and I'm just keeping an eye on him. And I tell Chloe, "Hey, if that guy gets up, let's get the fuck out of here. I don't care if our bagels come out or not." And yeah, we just we decide to wait. We get the bagels and we leave. And Chloe's like, "What just happened?" And you know, and she's like, "Arlen, I've lived in LA my whole life. I have never, this is, it's you." She's basically like, "It's you. You attract these kinds of people. This is actually the third person this year that was on kind of like the spectrum that has become involved in our life in some way. The first one was actually a friend of mine who like went on, or somewhat new friend that went on like mushrooms or something like that. And just completely like he went kind of bonkers for like 2 months. And then the next one was a homeless guy. Now this guy, Chloe's like, "You attract these things." Like she's like, "This never happened before me." I'm like, "Yeah, but you know what? Like it never really happened before I met you too." So, you know, I don't know what to say, you know? So were leaving, and like I just felt like I had the heebie-jeebies. You know, it was just very, very strange. But yeah, that's what happened. And so I called my friend Julian. My friend Julian, you know, he's like very in touch with like plant medicine and mushrooms and all that kind of stuff. And I wanted to ask him like what just happened. So I gave him a call, and he was busy at the moment. So I'm going to call him later and ask him. I think I generally know what to do. I think like if you're ever in a situation like that where there's someone that you that is like maybe tapped into something, I think the best move is to just like get away. Like you just don't want to. I mean, the dude had like a big backpack. I was thinking he had like an axe in there or something. It was just like, yeah, it was just freaky. So if you guys relate to this, you know, message me on Instagram if anything like this has happened to you. If you're live, comment. But it was just nuts. It was frightening. So I got my coconut water or coconut latte. I got my breakfast sandwich, which is now cold, but and I have a freaky morning story. Anyway, the vibes in the new apartment. I see someone commented on the stream, quick apartment tour. I would, but this is all like hooked up. I can't really like move it around. I can show you. We have the couch, we have the window, and we have a painting. There's the tour for now. But no, it's actually absolutely amazing. Like I knew that I needed to be in a place that I could be very happy to buckle in for like a year. I believe that this year being, you know, coming into an election year, always crazy stuff happens. And so I don't think you want to be like not having a home base. I think that having a home base is good. And I think that, you know, just focusing on gathering resources is good. You know, just working and posting content and streaming like this. And yeah, I have some pretty exciting, you know, guests lined up for my podcast. And the type of guests that, like, one of my goals this year is to really interview more like of the LA kind of people, less like the entrepreneurial type people. I want to do episodes with like, because obviously my stuff is more like entrepreneurial based. I will obviously, you know, interview entrepreneurs, but I'd love to interview like actors, artists, you know, like LA creative types, and just get their insights on things. I think that would make for a really interesting show. But yeah, I have some really cool people lined up already that I'm excited to bring to you guys. Now, the next thing I want to go into is, this is just an idea that I had the other day for a video. I actually recorded the entire video, but then it didn't get saved. So, it wasn't, the mic wasn't recording. So, you know, it happens. I'm used to it by now. It just happens. But the topic of the video was things that I've actually been struggling with. One of my goals this year with my content is to like present the most honest and authentic version of myself. I think that in this space, you know, everyone's trying to show like an image of perfection. And I obviously am trying to do that as well, or have done that, you know, historically. But this year, I really want to talk about like everything. You know, I want to talk about things that I'm going through. And, you know, one of my mentors, you know, from 2019, Brody Curran, it always sticks with me. He says, leaders lead with vulnerability. And I think when you're vulnerable, you inspire other people to be vulnerable, and you show that it's okay to be where you're at, right? So one thing that that I have been struggling with, I think, is just consistency. Meaning, you know, I have a lot of great things going on. I have a lot of great products. I have a lot of great offers. But I really would like to dial in and focus on, I mean, the one thing is something that sticks out, right? Like this idea of like really choosing one thing and just tunnel vision on one thing and just blowing it up like crazy. And I mean, on the flip side of that, you know, and as I'm in my 20s, I think it is really good to be, you know, they say like you should try everything in your 20s, in your 30s, you should focus on, I don't know. I don't remember what that quote is, but it's something along those lines. And I'm in my 20s, so I'm trying a lot of different things. But it's just, I don't know. I would like to really dial in and focus. And, you know, I think what's interesting is like I'm able to manage many different things, but I want to be outstanding at one. And I'm excited for that. I'm ready for it. And I have a few ideas, of course, and I'm dipping my toes in various things. Eventually, I'll probably just have to pick one. But that's something I've been struggling with, is like knowing which one thing I could focus on and then just ignore everything else. Because like I have so many exciting projects. I have Maxi, I have Tribe Accelerator, I have Arlen's group, I have, you know, cross promotions of my friends' products, I have YouTube vlogs, I have podcasts, I have Instagram. Like there's so many things that I love to create and to pursue. But you know, I really am excited to just pursue one. So that's one thing I'm struggling with, is just like finding that and focusing on it. Another thing, and this is a bit of a tangent, but another thing is like no code stuff. I remembered that, you know, I built Maxi. Like obviously I hired a dev team in the last 6 months to build Maxi, to rebuild it into the app it is now, which is absolutely amazing. And if you haven't checked it out, go to mindsetdesign.com and get the app, get a subscription and get the app. It's just so cool to like have an app that's on the app store. And don't buy it from the app store, but what you do is you get the account at mindsetdesign.com and then you download it from the app store. Anyway, before that, I of course coded Maxi myself using zero code. And this is a skill set that I've really developed over the last 4 years of how to you know, code things. I see someone in the chat ask, what does Maxi do? Maxi is, it's a 80-20 goal setting and mental reprogramming tool. So basically what it does is it helps you craft a vision for your life, a succinct vision of the most important things for you to focus on and the person that you need to become in order to achieve those things. And then it provides you with a very simple way of planning out your days and your weeks that does not involve a calendar. That's just 80-20 planning. And then there's a mental reprogramming side where you actually listen to your master vision read aloud to you twice a day. I say twice a day because it's kind of like a medication. It's like you should only really do it twice a day and no more. Like you should only take Advil, whatever, twice every 6 hours. The master vision, listen to it twice a day, and it'll change your life. I promise. So that's over at mindsetdesign.com. Anyway, I built it myself using no code applications. No code is very trendy nowadays, but I was doing it before it was a thing. You know, I like to call it tech Legos. I think that's a better term than no code, because I think no code or low code implies that, you know, when people talk about no code, they're typically talking about like Bubble or Flutter or like these coding languages that you actually do need to code. The way I built Maxi, there was no code. Like there was maybe one or two lines, but it's like the most basic shit. But the 99% of it was Zapier, Google Sheets, Member Stack, Webflow. And I'm re-remembering that like I have this skill set. And so it's opened up my creative horizons, because I've been able to really realize like, oh, I can actually build like whatever I want, you know, I like to an extent, of course, but having the skill set and the knowledge that and things have changed too. Like I've done this before, you know, I've basically just during the pandemic, I was just Googling shit and trying to figure out how to make Maxi. But on top of that, now, instead of Google, you have ChatGPT. And you can literally ask ChatGPT, how do I code this app idea that I have? And you explain the idea. How do I code it without using code? I don't know how to code. I'm a beginner. I want to use Zapier and other, you know, tools. Show me how I can do this. And you can do it. Like you can actually do it. And ChatGPT can help you even write code if you need to. Like if there's anything super custom you need to build, ChatGPT can help you actually code, even if you don't know how to code. It writes code for you. So that's something that is pretty cool and exciting. But again, a tangent. Second thing that I wanted to talk about in terms of things that I've been struggling with is in my relationship with Chloe, I've historically been overly critical of her. And the reason, I believe, is because I'm someone who's very self-critical, right? Like, personal development is basically self-criticism. It's telling yourself, I am not good enough, and I could be better, and so I need to work on this, 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 and this. But then when you enter a relationship with someone, and you're living with this person, and you know, you're seeing maybe they're having a lazy day, or they're like skipping the gym, or they're, you know, I don't know. They decide to eat something that isn't like the healthiest possible option. And I've been critical, I think way too critical. And not only that, like the criticism is probably a little over the top. I don't think that women generally respond, especially your like significant other, girlfriend, or wife. They don't respond well to criticism. Like they don't respond well to, hey, you know, you shouldn't eat that. Or like, hey, you know, you should get in the gym. Like, they respond to positive feedback. And I think men actually do too. Like, I think for any women watching, you know, I think men respond well to criticism. Like, hey, babe, like, you're not doing this. You're not cleaning up after yourself. Please do it. But I think men will also respond well if they do something you love. Like, you bring her flowers and she goes, oh my God, babe, I love you so much when you bring me flowers. It means so much to me. It's a little thing, but like, I just want you to know, you know, it's when you do stuff like that for me, it means the world. So I think that like in a relationship, you know, positive rewarding behavior that you want to see more of rather than criticizing behavior you don't like, is an effective thing that has worked for me in my relationship. And it's something that I'm actively trying to work better on. And it's actually very life-changing, right? I think that there is a level of like punishing behavior that is like, if you really think that your partner is doing something self-destructive, like for example, one of my friends, his girlfriend used to vape, or his wife, it's actually his wife now, she used to vape, and he would tear into her. Every time she vaped, he was like, are you fucking kidding? Like, this is your body that you're going to be at some point the mother of my kid, and you are literally actively deteriorating the body that my kid is going to grow up in. And she ended up quitting, you know, and now they actually have a baby and they have a healthy baby. And so I think there's an element of that, I think. But you got to be very careful, and it has to come from a place of love if you're going to do that. And I've been trying to be very careful. It's a fine line that you walk. And you know, it also, there's like personal boundaries and like personal choices. And then there's just destructive behavior, right? Like, I think if your girl decides to have a couple cookies or something, that's different than like vaping or like smoking cigarettes or something like that. So anyway, that's something that I've actively been working on. The next thing that I've been struggling with is, I literally have a whole list, but I don't think it's here. I think it's somewhere over there. But let me see off the dome. One thing I've been struggling with is I think the breathing stuff. Like, I know that when I do Wim Hof breathing every morning, 3 rounds of 30, that, oh, this was one, breathing and meditating, that I know that if I do 3 rounds of 30 and if I meditate an hour a day, my life is simply way better. But it's something that I've more recently, you know, just because like when you do personal development a lot, you feel really good almost all the time. You know, and so you kind of feel like you can slack, but I actually think it's kind of like going to the gym. You know, I think just exercise, like it's as important as exercise. Daily exercise is daily breathing and daily meditation. Like it just is something that you cannot afford to skip. And you know, the more I've just noticed like when I skip meditation, it'll just be like little things. It'll just become more difficult, or opportunities won't come as easily, or I'll just be a little bit more stressed, or I'll make a poorer decision with my food. And so when I do prioritize these habits of breath work and meditation, I'm just in a better state of abundance and in a better energy overall. And so I attract better circumstances. And yeah, it's a discipline. It is a discipline. And you know, I actually have said in the past that you don't need discipline. And I actually still agree with that. The reason you don't really need discipline is because you can program your mind to love things that you know are good for you, but that you don't like to do. And I use Maxi to do this, and I've done it successfully with working out. I remember there was a time that I hated going to the gym. I dreaded weightlifting, and it wasn't fun for me. But then I started to program my mind and program my brain and start to tell myself that I love going to the gym, and that I think the affirmation was something like, in Max, it was third person, and it was like, Arlen has a workout routine that he loves and is becoming increasingly enjoyable. And so now, like, I don't remember the last time I didn't look forward to working out. And not only like weight training with Lou, my trainer, but even like, you know, hitting a cardio workout, like a rowing machine. I just absolutely love it. And it's because I've trained my brain to focus on all the positive effects of it rather than the negative, you know, the downside. So I think, you know, the same thing applies to like Wim Hof. I think it's just like, it's a first thing in the morning thing that, you know, you just don't want to do it. Another thing that I've been struggling with is I have this knee injury, and I've had it for a long time, and I've been struggling with rehabbing it. You know, I've been struggling with like getting it back to a point where I can do super athletic movements and not worry about it. And I probably have some sort of like lateral meniscus tear. I haven't gotten an MRI, but I don't love the medical, like I don't love doctors overall. I just don't. I'm obviously a big believer of like proactive health and like eating healthy and like monitoring your own health. But I think to a certain extent, like you got to, you know, it's been 2 years. I've got to go get it checked out and get it, you know, at least figure out what the problem is, because then my trainer can properly rehab it, or see how bad it actually is. But yeah, it's annoying, you know, because I'm such a hyperactive person and I love to be athletic and I want to be athletic for a long time. And, you know, it's like I have, you know, I can walk around, I can run, I can bike, I can row, but it's the, like, I can't really play tennis. I mean, I get to a point where I can, and like, it was 3-4 weeks ago, I was back to playing tennis, like, just like I always have. And then, not like I always have, I've been playing for like 3 years, but just like I was as mobile as I felt like I was in hockey. And then I just twisted it and it was back to square one. So working on that, and it's frustrating, but you know, I think that the body is always telling you what it needs. And I think that it's been telling me to slow down. And we are slowed down now, of course. We've been traveling around the world for 2 years, and now we have a place. And it's honestly, it is very amazing. Like I wake up every day in it's just like pure bliss. I have no team. I have no meetings, no calendar meetings. I have no, like, just no schedule. It just basically wake up and I build stuff and I create content. I build cool products and I create content, and it's just amazing, you know, and I focus on health, of course, as well. Focus on being sexy, post content and build cool products. And yeah, I'm so excited, man. I have so many cool things to do this year. One thing that I am doing is in the other room over there, I won't be recording here all the time. I'm building a studio. So I'll have like the lighting. Yeah, I have lighting right here, but I'm going to have like the podcast set up. I'm going to have just the whole studio vibe. Like it's so good. I'm so excited. And yeah, what else? I mean, what else? You know, I just had an idea. I mean, maybe I'll do, like, whenever I have podcasts, I might just set it up over there instead of being in the office. I don't know. No, I should do it in the office. Because, like, one thing that automation and that no code and tech logos allows you to do is it allows you to automate a lot of things that previously you needed people for, right? So, for example, podcast streaming. Like, I have it to a point now where I can just have my camera set up, press one button, and then everything is just recording live. And then after it ends the recording, it is automatically uploaded to my podcast software. And then it's obviously already on YouTube, so it doesn't need to be edited. And then, I mean, there's just so many things that you can do. And it's best in my eyes when you're like focusing on creating content or really anything that you're focusing on building to eliminate as much friction as possible. Like if I had to, and maybe I will record some stuff there because it's such a good, like it's actually just a better view, you know, obviously, but the lighting is even better because we would sit there like in the corner. And you have the depth, but if I had to like set that up every time I wanted to record, it would be frustrating. So I think my camera just shut out. So I'm going to end the show here because the camera overheated, but I appreciate you guys for coming in and listening. I'll upload this to Spotify and obviously it's here too. And Apple. And thank you guys for listening today. If you enjoyed it, shoot me a DM on Instagram. That's where I'm most active. And I'll see you guys in the next one. Hey Siri, called you.